It is the Line Change episode number 5. The Line Change presented by Cut, the social sports betting app. You can check it out, KUTT.com. Also, you can download the app, KUTT. Cut is how it's spelled. Download it, sign up, and use the referral code GAMBLER, G-A-M-B-L-E-R. I don't know why I'm talking to my audience like they don't know how to spell. You know how to spell GAMBLER. Use it as the referral code. Sign up for Cut. It is episode number 5, though. You can check out the Line Change wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate, review, subscribe over on the Apple Podcast Store. Also, go on our YouTube channel, subscribe. Fox Sports The Gamblers, where you can find it. The Line Change, all part of the Fox Sports The Gambler family. 102.5 FM, 1480 AM. And you can follow us at Fox PHL Gambler on all socials. My name is John Jansen, host of this fine program. And the guests today, you can hear them on the round table when we're going to do that for all big wrestling shows. I was going to say WrestleMania, not just WrestleMania, but all big wrestling shows on The Gambler. You can also hear their great, critically acclaimed podcast, the greatest wrestling podcast in the world, Shooters Radio, Nick Pacone, Vaughn Johnson. Gentlemen, WrestleMania in our backyard. Does it feel real? You know where it felt real to me? It's finally started to feel real. Not that WrestleMania is happening. That's always happens. But it felt real of, oh, this is a Philly thing. When Triple H puts out a promo video and it's Meek Mill, it's Dreams and Nightmares, and it's finished the story. Vaughn, I see you shaking your head. Yes, with the Eagles hoodie on. And Dreams and Nightmare, of course, was like the theme song of the 2017 Eagles. That was like, so okay,
happened.
Philly.
This so happened I was wearing this. You caught me in the morning. I was wearing the hoodie of my former employer. And now you bring this up. It's all a full circle moment right now.
It is. It's full circle. And when did it start? Is it starting to feel real to you that not only it's WrestleMania, but it's WrestleMania in Philly? Because this is the first one. I think I saw it was yesterday. It was yesterday. It was March 28th, 25 years ago that it was last in Philly. And now it's back 25 years later. Seems like a good time to be in Philly.
Yeah, I was just down at the Wells Fargo Center for James Harden's return to Philly. It was that Wednesday night.
Who?
And... But look, different story. But
did you boo? How loud? How loud?
I'm an objective journalist. I did not boo.
Come on,
but
boo.
I was there.
I'm
I was
boo
there
you
to
now. Boo.
I was there to document the boos that I was sure
so
to happen.
Working.
Yeah, so I was there in the working function.
Internally, you were booing, but your exterior was I'm Big J journalist Vaughn Johnson.
We'll talk about it offline, John. But but.
While
I was there, though, I got to see the signage that's up at Lincoln Financial Field right now. And that's when I was like, damn, yeah, it's here. Like, almost here, at least. We got a little more than a week away as we record this. Yeah, it's kind of wild. It's kind of wild to see the signage. It's kind of wild to know that wrestling fans around the world are counting down the days before they come to Philly. And they're worried about what they're going to eat, what they're going to do. And we got, I mean, I can tell you for the Inquirer, we got a bunch of stories. If y'all are interested at the Inquirer, if you are traveling in, we got a bunch of stories for y'all that are, you know, going to be available for all the guides you need as far as the
that
events,
awesome.
Food, perfect. Drinks, all that type of stuff. If you want to know all the stuff you need to know about being in Philly during WrestleMania week, check out Inquirer.com. But yeah, it's going to be, it's wild to think about that. We're about a week away from this. And I think I feel like I'm already tired. I haven't even done anything yet as far as the week because I've been doing so much preparing for it.
The anxiety is starting to hit in of like, oh, my God, there's a lot to do. There's so much to do. There's a lot of places I need to be. A lot of people I need to see. So many people are going to be here. It's a lot. It's oh, my gosh. Right. Yeah, this is all happening so fast. Even though we've done this for a year, it's all happening like right now.
And right. I'm wondering how much video I'm going to have to edit and post and stuff like that. And how many people like I'm going to talk to and interview and meet for the first time. Not just wrestlers, but like people just within the industry, other wrestling reporters. People that work for various promotions that I haven't either have met or haven't met seen in a while or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, it's going to be I'm expecting it to be some long days, some long nights, but hopefully it's fun. And hopefully we all have a good time here in Philly. Hopefully Philly puts on a good show. I would assume, you know, knowing Philly, how we all know Philly, we'll put on a good show. But, you know, you just never know how people might feel. So I hope people have a good time here. I feel like Philly is a great city for WrestleMania because this is a walkable city. There's a lot of things to do, and it's going to be a lot of places to go to see wrestling this week. And it's not going to be you're not going to have to go far. Where other times in the past, you'd had to leave the city limits to see a show, or go to maybe another state to see a show, you know, depending on the arrangement. But here in Philly, everything is pretty much within city limits. You can Uber, you can walk, you can SEPTA, you know, public transit to pretty much everything you need to get to.
That is great advice. That is great.
So, I think that's a really big convenience for people here. I'm not sure how many other cities have had that type of setup, you know, around WrestleMania. That's as convenient as Philly, especially like you're not talking about New Jersey. Even we got to go from New York to New Jersey back and forth. We're talking about everything is in Philly, and that's dope. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Nick, is it starting to hit you? When did it hit you that, oh, this is not just another WrestleMania. This is not just a WrestleMania I could watch on TV. I'm sure you're going to watch on TV still. But when did it hit you of, oh, this is in our backyard. This is, I mean, there feels like a certain ownership of it. Like, this is our WrestleMania. This is not just a WrestleMania. This feels like this is our WrestleMania. And there feels like an ownership of making the week a big deal. I know, look, WWE is going to put on a good show. All the indies are going to put on a good show. But it feels like it's up to us to also make the weekend and week feel even bigger than it should be.
Yeah, you know, every year they put up that WrestleMania sign on those TV shows.
Vaughn heard it too. Your voice has got real deep. I don't know what that was, Nick, but like you're ready to go. That was like announcer Nick Pacone right there. The voice got deep.
Maybe I'll try to you know, continue that. I don't know.
But, I thought we were talking to Zordon from Power Rangers all of a sudden.
Maybe it's because I took this the cover off. I don't know. Maybe that's why. But
sounds good. You sound great. Sound like you're ready to replace Dan Baker soon. That's what
Nice. So it was really seeing the Liberty Bell WrestleMania logo on WWE TV, not just like a promo, but at their TV show, Cody Rhodes pointing at it. You know, people pointing at it, that's kind of like, wow, like that's our WrestleMania, you know. So obviously, as we get closer,
right, it does feel like an ownership.
It does. Like, it's like, wow, this
is our thing. This is me. This is you. Exactly. This is Philly's thing.
I did this.
Yeah, right. It does, though. I don't know why. It's such a weird feeling because I don't like if a Super Bowl ever came here, I wouldn't feel that way about a Super Bowl. But I don't know. Now right. It's in our backyard. Wrestling is such a, I guess, a personal thing and such a. When you watch it, you are part of some collective group. But I don't know. There was something about it being in Philly that it's like, okay, yeah, this is for us.
And it's a different mindset because the last time it was here, 25 years ago, it was still exciting. But we were also kids. You know, like I was 13 years old. And people might not look at WrestleMania 15 as one of the best of all time, but it really was the first of the hot era in WWE. I know 14 was kind of like the changing of the guard. But like
98
15,
was a pretty high era for them too.
Well, like that was the build, you know, like, and then to the Austin era, this was kind of like, okay, we're in that era. So let's see what happens. You got, you know, 99 was a crazy year for WWF. We talked about it on the podcast, that especially the lead up from like Royal Rumble to WrestleMania, like it was like week to week craziness, not so much now because they let things play out. The creative flow is a lot different in 2024. Thankfully, it's a good thing. So I think we've had time to digest. Obviously, we've had a year to digest the whole Cody Rhodes losing to Roman at Mania 39. And it's just like right after that, like, that's it. Like, where are they going to go from here? Arguably, even a bigger kind of focus towards the main event this year than last year. And now with The Rock involved, you know, them doing two nights. Of The Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth, and then Cody versus Roman. Like, that feels more important than last year in a way. Like, I know the Usos versus KO and Sammy was big, and we were looking forward to that, but this is like on another level, it feels like. And maybe it's the creative direction, maybe because The Rock's involved, you know, the whole transfer of ownership to TKO. And, you know, it's not one person calling the shots anymore, thankfully. So it's kind of almost like a concerted group effort of creativity that, you know, makes this WrestleMania feel a lot more important. Now, yes, it's WrestleMania 40 as well. So that they love those round numbers, right? So, and the fact that Philly, you know, they finally have a chance to show out. The last time WrestleMania was here, the vet was still here. The Wells Fargo Center was brand new. Yeah. The First Union Center at that time. So the FU Center. So, you know, there's a lot different. Like, I know Xfinity Live's here, and you know people are going to take advantage of that, but it just, it's a different
feeling. Which we will be at, by the way, 1100 Social, Xfinity Live, Green Legion Radio is going to be there, and Ric Flair is going to be there, and a bunch of people are going to be there. So, yes, Xfinity Live.
Yeah, it feels different as an adult, you know, like that yeah. we're actually partaking in it media-wise. You know, like we're covering it. I'm not a 13-year-old kid just watching for entertainment, you know. So it's definitely, you know, once I saw that WrestleMania sign on, like, Monday Night Raw for the first time, I was like, okay, like, it's ours.
It's yeah. And the best that we weren't adults back in 99, because I mean, probably would have been at the WrestleMania Rage Party, and that didn't sound like a great time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That didn't look like a place that I wanted to be at 25, like, for people to know that I was at 25 years later.
Yeah. And you know what's going to be really cool? The 25 years later snapshot of what WrestleMania was in Philly then for WrestleMania 15. And what WrestleMania is going to be now. I mean, it's gotten bigger. It's gotten massive. It's more of a pop culture event. It's two nights now. So, I mean, the scale that WrestleMania is now, I mean, this is the biggest it's ever been. How did we get here? I guess I'll start with you, Vaughn. How did WrestleMania get to this point where not only it's a big event, it's the biggest event in wrestling. It's always been the biggest event in wrestling. But now it is becoming one of the biggest events in all of entertainment. Like, it truly is. It is on that massive of a scale. How do we get here, and how much bigger can it get? I mean, 25 years later, I mean, it's much bigger than it was now the last time it was in Philly. But what about, I hate to say, the next 25 years, but like maybe the next 5 to 10 years of what this could be? Because it feels like it's just getting grander and grander and grander. And this is, I think, a culmination of all of that. This feels like a real cultural shift. Or at least a landscape shift in wrestling, how big this WrestleMania is going to be. It's not a lot of legends, just The Rock, but it's really this roster doing well. And these new current wrestlers, I hate to say new, but these current wrestlers making a big deal about a big wrestling show. But this has gotten massive. How massive has it gotten, and how much grander of a scale can we expect maybe with WrestleMania moving forward?
Well, it's gotten massive because WWE they are on a never ending quest for worldwide domination. So it was bound to grow anyway. Vince McMahon back in the 90s, I don't think he really aspired to put the WrestleMania back in arenas, but they had to because the business had changed and, you know, they were losing money at some point. They were removing the water coolers out of the towers in Stamford, Connecticut. So they made that shift, but as soon as they got back on their feet and the attitude era was running full steam ahead, they went back into two stadiums, right? So that's kind of what they wanted, I think, the whole time. I mean, since WrestleMania 3, it's been in a stadium, right? That was back in 1987. So it's always kind of been this grand event that Vince McMahon envisioned it to be, like a Super Bowl of wrestling. And it's, like you said, it's only gotten bigger. I think what's helped it get bigger is that not only has WWE programmed events around it, but the entire wrestling industry has as well. When you got all the other promotions that run shows around it, I think that's only helped it become a bigger event. Whether WWE wants to admit that or not, I think the inclusion, or not really the inclusion of them, it's not like WWE included them willingly, but the rest of the wrestling industry kind of jumping on that bandwagon and booking their shows and their events. You got conventions, you got concerts, you got parties. I mean, Wale, the rapper, has a party every year at WrestleMania. And it's going to happen again here in Philly. So those type of ancillary events, I think, has helped grow the profile of WrestleMania without WWE really even doing anything. Because it's not just a show now. It's not just a show, an event you go to. And, you know, back in the day, you just go to Access, I guess, and go to some autograph signings. You see the different memorabilia WWE has on display. And that was pretty much it. But now when you use more to offer, so it's more enticing as a fan. If you're like, okay, I'm going to spend all this money.
Right, they make it like a Disney attraction, almost. Right? And like you have 4 days of this huge thing. And
so right, if I'm going to travel there, I might as well get more bang for my buck. So it's not just WWE shows. You're going to see Game Changer Wrestling. You're going to see Ring of Honor. You're going to see all these other. GCW is going to have Bloodsport and For the Culture on Bloodsport. Shayna Baszler is going to be on Bloodsport. You got Big Effie's,
which I'm going to most brunch.
So you got all these other events that's also you look forward to seeing. Also, it's almost like a gathering of just fans. It's a gathering of the industry, you know, it's a whole. It's where some people might not see each other the whole year except at WrestleMania. And it's a place where you can connect and meet new people and stuff like that. So it's more than just a wrestling event. It's you know, it's obviously pop culture and all that stuff that WWE might like to say. But I think for the wrestling industry as a whole and for fans, I think it's just a week-long cultural event that they can. It's literally WrestleMania. Like, it's not just the name of the show. It's like you're inundated for multiple days with just pro wrestling. And there aren't too many other times of the year, or if there are any other times of the year where that can happen. So I think, like I said, the whole industry kind of jumping on board has helped grow the profile of WrestleMania, at least amongst fans, and it's made it worth your while more to at least be your feet on the ground in the city more than just Saturday and Sunday. Now people coming in Wednesday. Now people coming in Thursday. And I'm sure the hotels and the restaurants in the city, they're not complaining. You know, since people are staying longer. So, and then from a WWE standpoint, it's gotten, in a WrestleMania specifically standpoint, it's gotten so big that cities bid on the event now. We're talking about a bid process that only events like a Super Bowl or Final Four might have, or All-Star Games, stuff like that. So WrestleMania is on that level. And it's been that way for about a decade plus now, with cities that bid on it. I know personally, Philly's been bidding on WrestleMania for since like early 2010s, okay? And they finally got it this year. But it's a, you know, it's a whole process. You got to have your stuff together as a city. You got to have public transit. You got to have convention centers. You got to have hotels, restaurants. You got to have arenas, football stadiums. You got to have all these facilities and all these different mechanisms in place just for WrestleMania to even consider you being, to consider being there. So yeah, it's a monster at this point. And I would imagine that as, you know, as much as WWE's on-screen product has improved because they've let their stars be stars and they've relied more heavily on the current stars instead of bringing in the nostalgia plays, I guess it'll grow along with it. I mean, WWE's business is only getting stronger. They're only making more money. The stars are only getting bigger. I don't see why WrestleMania won't grow with it. I mean, you got this year's WrestleMania. WrestleMania 40 is huge. Who's to say that WrestleMania 41, wherever that is, won't be even bigger? So,
Nick, the massive scale it's gone on. When did this? I hate to say, when did this start to feel massive? Because it's always WrestleMania has felt massive, but it's really become, again, more ingrained in pop culture more and more. Where I know I've seen casuals watch WrestleMania before, but I feel like I'm seeing it now more than ever. Where everyone I know is interested in what's happening in wrestling and WrestleMania. We've seen more people outside of the wrestling world come in and make appearances and make big deals out of WrestleMania. We've seen Rob Gronkowski before. We've seen a bunch of other celebrities do it as well. Ronda Rousey's coming. That was a big deal at the time. It's not a big deal now, but was a big deal at the time for WrestleMania. So when did the shift happen, and what's it like seeing now WrestleMania, what it was 25 years ago and in Philly, and now what it is going to be?
Well, when they brought back the Slammy Awards.
That's it. This is when it got big. This is the big deal because now we have awards around this. Okay.
Thank goodness. Like, yeah. Hey, listen, 1996, yeah, 1997.
The trophies out, you know, then it becomes a big deal. Yeah.
That was incredible. You had a whole character, Owen Hart, made that was based on winning one Slammy Award, and then he won a second, just carrying them around. Like, it was fantastic. But obviously, you know, tongue in cheek, but that's one of my favorite things. They're bringing that back, by the way. Yeah. So, I don't know if it's going to be the way it was. I say 96, 97 were like the best Slammy Awards that they ever had. But
Nick has his Slammy Award rankings ready. Just so y'all
know. I cannot believe Nick has Slammy Award rankings. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
Amazing.
Me?
Amazing. But yeah, I mean, I will say, you know, WrestleMania never really felt like the Oscars, never really felt like the Super Bowl, despite how many times they would tell you, this is the Super Bowl of wrestling and stuff like that. I was like, okay, like, relax. Like, it's not. With the advent and, you know, continuing adaptation of, continuing evolvement of social media, I think that has helped tremendously in not just wrestling, but obviously award shows like the Oscars, Grammys. Like, I never really used to watch those shows. You know, I think the only thing I ever watched growing up was like the MTV Video Music Awards, because everyone at school. You're right.
You want to be part
it.
Of the conversation now.
Exactly.
Like, everybody's talking about it. You want to be part of that conversation. See what's
happening. I think the first real example of social media affecting me in terms of like what I watch or don't watch was the Red Wedding episode of Game of Thrones, because everybody on Twitter was talking about it, and I'm just like, I never watched it. I had no idea what, like, I've heard of it, but I never watched it, so I didn't really know what people were talking about. I just knew Game of Thrones, and they're like, oh my god, like, everyone's freaking out, right? So that was the first episode I ever watched, because everyone was talking about it. That's the first real, like, I know sports related, you know, that's sort of different.
Easy.
But that was the first like pop culture, like entertainment type things that everybody on my timeline was talking about. What was it, 2013 maybe when it aired, 2012 maybe. So that was the first real pop culture event that I was felt left out of, I guess, because usually I pay attention to most of those things. And I think with the continuing evolving of social media, that's helped WrestleMania in a way, because now everybody's talking about it, even the casuals. You know, casual fans back then didn't really talk about wrestling or anything they didn't really know about, right? But now everybody's got a voice because of social media. So you're gonna hear bad takes, you're gonna hear good takes about everything and anything. So, and WrestleMania is included in that. Just even the Royal Rumble kind of goes up there.
Oh yeah,
SummerSlam's up there. But like the Royal Rumble is another one where it's like, this is my favorite night of the year. We've talked about it on the roundtables we've done and our podcasts. But I honestly think that has a lot to do with it. That's why. And I'm sure Vaughn's gonna, you know, have a great time on social media posting stuff this week. We are at the Gambler for sure. That's gonna obviously increase excitement, increase exposure as well, for WrestleMania in general, and maybe even after that, because Monday Night Raw is gonna be here, you know, and the events before that, you know, Hall of Fame. I know everybody thinks Paul Heyman's going to have some great speech. Paul Heyman's always working, so I don't expect his speech to be some like crazy great thing. But I might be wrong. But you know, the Hall of Fame is great in general. Like it's just a fun night. You expect, you know, just realness, I guess, in a way. So we might get that, probably not from Paul Heyman, but maybe from the other inductees. But I think, you know, social media kind of has increase the importance of a lot of events, not just wrestling related. So I think that in and of itself, you're gonna hear, we're gonna get tweeted a bunch by people, we don't care about wrestling.
Yeah,
like, right. It's like, well, then just scroll past it. Or yes, you do.
Look, you do, yeah, care this about week, if you're in Philly this week and you don't care about wrestling, you might as well leave the city.
Yeah,
exactly.
Honestly,
it's gonna be I'm telling you, it's going right. Vaughn's right. It's gonna be everywhere.
You gotta go to Delco. You gotta go to.
Now, I'm gonna have some family, my nephew staying with me because he wants to do all the wrestling stuff all week. He's staying with me in Delco, and so like it, even Delco is gonna be like that. Delco is Bucks, Montgomery, anything
you
around
leave.
Anything around here, you have to like go to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, yeah. You're safe. Like go all the way in the west. Go, you know what? Go down south. Go all the way in Virginia. You might be safe. But anywhere near Philly, no, it's going to be everybody's going to be around this area for wrestling. It's that big of a deal now, and it's like a Super Bowl. That
it might be a culture shock to some people as well that are not used to it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I was about to say, it's going to be, I think, some people who haven't been paying attention to wrestling, no reason for you to pay attention to WrestleMania and the scale of it, especially if you're not feet on the ground in these cities. Right. Like I've been, I don't know, some of you guys have been also, and when I was going every year, it was a lot then, and it's only gotten bigger since. So yeah, if you're not familiar with WrestleMania, if you're not familiar with wrestling fans, and if you're in the city, especially like Center City, Old City, Northern Liberties area, wherever their shows are happening, like I know GCW's at Penn's Landing,
yep.
Caterers, prepare to see a lot of fans. Prepare to see a lot of wrestling merch.
Maybe belt. It's my head in the sand here, but like usually, if let's just say if a Super Bowl were to come to Philly, or you see it in any city, it's like a prepare for this kind of traffic, prepare for, you know, the public transportation to be this, prepare for events here, like prepare for all of this stuff. I don't think there's been like enough preparation for like, hey, be ready for how many millions of people are going. And by the way, I'm pretty sure it is millions, right? I know it's only but it's like 70,000, but millions of wrestling fans. I would say at least 1 million to 2 million wrestling fans are going to be here to take in everything. Maybe not all at the show at WrestleMania itself, but to take on, like you're saying, the indie events, WWE World, all of the other things that happen around just the thing as the Super Bowl, all the thing that happens around just that one event. There are going to be so many other things outside of that to do, and there's going to be so many people that are wanting to travel to do it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's millions specifically, but at least a couple hundred thousand. You're talking about a good 100,000-200,000 at least. That's still a lot of people.
More than that? I thought it was at least more. Well, maybe
maybe I don't think it's quite a million. That's a lot of people, but maybe bank on probably 100,000.
I was thinking probably
here for Cody's parade on Monday.
Yeah, maybe I was thinking more revenue than anything. That's
yeah, you go and get some millions of dollars for sure.
Yes, but that's what I was thinking of more. Yeah.
But hundreds of thousands of people, a good 100, maybe 200,000 people. Yeah, you can expect that. And yeah, they're gonna flood the city. Like you said, it's not just the people going to WrestleMania. It's also the people who aren't going to WrestleMania who just hear the you got wrestlers, you got referees, you got all the people who work on these shows, all the fans who are going to other shows that's not involved with WrestleMania. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot.
You're probably going to have a lot of bars as well showing it, right? Oh, like, yeah. You would think a lot of think. Places around the city would be
that'd
like,
be
hey,
easier
wrestling
to do in because that's a really tough thing for it's not been done as much, I think, lately. But I think with it in the city, I would imagine yeah, places like, A would want to do it more, and B,
somebody's you're going to host a WrestleMania watch party at some point. You would think yeah. somebody's going to do it.
Yeah,
to take advantage of all the people that are here.
I'd be surprised.
That's what I imagine.
You know, I would be surprised if they did not.
Like you said,
logistically, it is hard to set up. I wonder if WWE makes it easier for a host city.
Especially,
we understand there are a lot of people here, and we want to make sure that.
You know, yeah, it's not as easy as just hooking up the TV and putting on Peacock. Like you got to
exactly
do some things
like clearances. Like
at least you want to do it legally, right? But if you want to be able to promote it too. But I would imagine that, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of people who don't go to WrestleMania. And if you're in Philly or if you're just traveling here for other stuff, you probably want to watch the show around other people. It makes it more exciting. So I'd imagine some bars will have host watch parties. I don't know any specifically off the top of my head, but I don't see why there wouldn't be at least one in the city somewhere.
I know people that went to Pittsburgh when the Flyers played the Penguins outdoors, and they didn't go to the game, but they went to like bars around the area.
Oh yeah, I'm sure Eagles fans went to the Super Bowl. When I went to Jacksonville,
yeah,
we didn't go to the game. We went to everything outside of the game.
Right,
we were right outside of the stadium at a place there, right outside of the stadium in Jacksonville. So, that's what it's going to be. It's people that just want to be around the event. Not want to be in the event, just want to be around it, want to be involved in all the events happening.
We tailgate too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be tailgates. Look, I'm going to be in the parking lots before WrestleMania both nights, talking to people, getting interviews for, like, videos, seeing how far people traveled, doing some fit checks because, you know, the fit's going to be crazy.
It's gonna be all over the world.
There's going to be tassels and paint and belts everywhere. Yeah.
Show
off the fits. I'll be roaming the parking lots before both nights. We'll do a fit check part one, part two, because, you know, there's two different audiences. There's going to be people who didn't go to night one, who went to night two, and they deserve their shine, too. So, So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot. Hopefully, knock on wood that it's a lot of fun and that everybody has a good time. Nothing goes awry, and everything goes off without a hitch. And then we have the 40th WrestleMania in our city, and it's huge. Like we've seen every 10 years how the WWE kind of does WrestleMania, and 10, 20, 30 were all very memorable. Yeah. I had the pleasure of being at 30 and seeing the streak end and Daniel Bryan winning the world title. And that was a great moment in time. And New Orleans is a great city. Hopefully we can kind of replicate that here in Philly with whatever happens during the show and people have a great time and party the whole week.
Yeah, it'll be great. And you just mentioned there, it is the 40th one and 30, 2010, all significant. This one does feel landscape changing. So to kind of shift over from how significant it is just to the city and how big it's going to feel in Philadelphia, I think now it's a shift to how big this is going to feel just for wrestling in general. We have storylines that are happening that could be landscape shifting, the Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns storyline, finish a story and the Bloodline. It all feels very big. Nick, I'll start with you here. How significant does this WrestleMania feel to WWE? Because it feels like the new era, and not a new era, but obviously the Vince McMahon era, for probably better, is gone and pretty much dead at this point. It is over. It's not happening. It's not coming back. Tried. Vince McMahon gone for good. Obviously, some really terrible reasons and accusations thrown at Vince McMahon for why he is completely out of the company now. But still now it's new. This is now, it feels like strictly Triple H's thing. And WWE has been doing its thing for a couple years now. Roman Reigns has been champ for years and years and years. It feels like he's been a champ for a decade. This feels like a huge, significant WrestleMania. How significant do you think is it heading into it?
You know, you mentioned WrestleMania 30, WrestleMania 20. Those WrestleManias also did not feel like a Vince McMahon production. So based on the stories, the winners, you know, stuff like that. So
I don't know. WrestleMania 30, they ended the streak. That's a Vince McMahon decision.
Oh yeah, God. But I mean, like, it was great. You know, not the decision, not but like the reaction,
yeah.
I say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Daniel Bryan.
He was forced into doing that.
And obviously 20, you know, we won't get into that. But the two champions at the end there definitely didn't feel like a Vince McMahon, you know, like vision. But, you know, this has to be kind of a, like, I know people are like, oh, well, what happens when Cody wins? You know, like, what's he going to do after that? I'm like, man, look, don't worry about that. Like, we're here and now, right?
People asking that question? What the?
Some. Maybe not all, but.
No, I think it is legit, you know, that there is a contingency, or at least there are questions always of, well, what happens when you take it off Roman and you put it on Cody? What is going to be happens?
What's his
after?
Reign
going
to look like?
It's I'm with Nick. Just give me what's the better moment right now? Exactly. What's like, the best moment?
You live for the moment. Also, like no one's thought that about Daniel Bryan. You know, like unfortunately he got injured after.
Is Roman supposed to have the title forever? Like he's got to lose it at some point. So who cares about what happened? Like you obviously care about what happens next, but you book it. WWE books it. That's what happens. Like make it better. Like it's not like the industry just takes a downturn because Cody's the champion. Like people like the guy, so you would think the momentum will carry over. It's from that standpoint, it's on WWE to capitalize on that. That's on WWE. That's not necessarily like just the winds are blowing a certain way and now people have a lot of favor with Cody. That's on WWE to book him in a sensible manner that people still like him. And if let's say the people do kind of turn on him a little bit, all right, flip him heel. And now you got another character. Now you do something else. Like, I don't know why there's so much of a concern. Was there a concern when Shawn Michaels lost the title to Steve Austin? No, who cares, bro? Give the babyface the title.
Even when he lost to Sid, there wasn't really a concern because there's a build to WrestleMania. Like that's always going to be there. Like even from November to, you know, March or April. So, you know, yeah, I mean, like this also really should be looked at as a landscape changing event because you can have another year, maybe two. I'm not so sure about two, but obviously the Rock and Roman story does not need the title. So, and that can main event even without a title, the way they built this story, like, there are people that turn on it because it did kind of lose a little luster, but I mean, it's back, you know, like I think it's back. You could tell a story.
I think it's ramped
clearly
up
with Rock and Roman, and go from there without the title involved. And then you have Cody with the title and his programs or whatever. So, you know, that's kind of where I think they need to go. You know, this has to be, it's WrestleMania 40. It's got to be almost like a rebirth of sorts of the vision of WWE in general. Two champions that are there a lot, you know, like, and then you have the Roman Rock story that you don't need to have them on TV every single week to tell. So it just seems logical, right? Especially with the person booking it. Seems like he's been booking logically the last, you know, few months. So you know, you hope that it is that shift. But again, like we've been wanting that for so long at certain different points of this era of WWE for the last like 20 years. And it just, when it comes, it goes like that, you know, like Daniel Bryan went like that, but to no fault of his own, like he got hurt. Like, I mean, I get that, but you just hope that they have a vision that can play itself out without anything kind of having to change their, you know, booking or creative plan, because it almost feels like when that happens, they just kind of like veer off course and they're just like, oh, like, how do we get that back? How do we get that lightning in a bottle back? I feel like they have the lightning in a bottle now. I felt that last year, but again, like, I was like, oh, like Cody's done and look what they did. I don't think they can afford it.
Even more.
They did. I don't think they could do it for another year. That's why I think this has to be the moment.
You can't keep trying to do that over and over again. Right. You have it about as big as it's ever gotten to the point where they
can't. At least you can't do it with the same person. Wrestling storylines are so similar. Like they just
actually,
have different
things. I'll even take it farther. It's not even just the same person. I don't know if you're ever going to capture this again. This feels massive. Yeah. I don't know if it can get ever as massive as it's getting right now. You got lucky that like last, and obviously you're adding the Rock in here. So like, of course it's going to get bigger on that massive scale, but you've added the Rock. Like the Rock is here. Cody Rhodes, the Bloodline storyline's great.
You got a cursing and you got a blood.
It's like at its peak. I know WWE could maybe find something massive, but you're taking a giant, giant gamble if you don't capitalize now, because this to me feels as massive as it's going to get currently with everything that's going on and this current title reign and all of that. Am I wrong?
I know. I don't disagree at all. I think you got to, like you said, you got to strike while the iron is hot, and the iron is white hot right now. It's piping hot. So yeah, you can't drag this out another year. At least with Cody,
And you can't have him win a SummerSlam. Like, that's not it.
No. Don't do that. Go ahead.
Cody's the American nightmare. The country started here in Philly. How American would it be for him to hold the title next to the Liberty Bell, something like that? You know, something very
American. Gold dust come out.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not? I know he tweeted about The Rock on Monday, so... I don't know. AEW is so funny. They do such a good job of promoting WWE. It's kind of wild. Dustin is inserting himself, at least via social media, into the story, which, look, that's I don't so care. I don't mind it.
I love it. The Rock social media stuff has been great.
Right. I think Dustin should be there in some capacity because, you know, he was Gold Dust. He's a legend in WWE, too. It's just he's an AEW employee. If I'm an AEW, like, I don't want you promote. I know that's your brother and all, but, like, we got enough to worry about. But, yeah, I don't really share the same concerns as people who think, oh, what's going to happen when Cody wins? Like, I can understand if Vince McMahon was still booking and you had those concerns because he wasn't good at it, especially in his latter years as in control. But I don't know. I have kind of faith in this regime for some reason, not just specifically Triple H, but the whole creative process they have now. Like you said, last year,
and I even have faith in the talent right now. And
right.
On all cylinders. Everything just seems like it's perfect right
now. Last year, Cody lost and we thought it was done. It's cooked. And now here we are again, just as excited, more if not more excited, obviously partly because it's in Philly, but if the Rock is involved, got all that stuff going on. So yeah, let's see what happens. I mean, this regime is still pretty new. You know, we've kind of got a feel for what they like to do and how they like to do things, but you know, we're still learning about how they want to do things in this particular era. So there's still more to do. If this was Vince, we probably know exactly how this will go, but it's not. So let's wait and see on that. Jeez, people, wrestling fans are so cynical sometimes. Even before the good moment happens, we're worried about the bad moment that might follow. Like, take it easy. Enjoy this first.
I think it's good to follow up now with that, with all you just said there. And I asked this to Nick, but same to you. How significant is this WrestleMania? How landscape shifting does this feel? And I maybe I'll ask both of you, because the wrestling knowledge on both of you is so great that I can ask a kind of random question here, one that I haven't asked you guys yet or told you about. But this is the most significant WrestleMania since when?
Man, that's a good question. I would say they've had a couple big ones. Like 30 was big, obviously. I think 32 was big for them because they put it in the AT&T Stadium and they wanted to put 100,000 in there.
Yeah,
we got 100,000 people, you know.
Yeah.
I would say the first one since the pandemic, like 2021, was a big one, I think, because they first time they had fans in the stands, even though it wasn't at full capacity. But I think that was pretty significant. But yeah, you're talking about WrestleMania 40. I don't think, no matter who is in charge, no matter who's on top, it's going to be significant because it's a milestone event. They got the XL and the logo. You know how WWE loves the XL and all that stuff. So they're going to put a lot of promotional muscle behind it anyway.
WrestleMania 40 for the big boys, the XL.
Right. Let's go. Look at the adjectives. Play. With the big boys play. All right. But it's obviously they're going to try to make every WrestleMania the most significant WrestleMania. So we'll be saying this probably the same thing next year. And I think that's WWE's intention. I don't think they'll try to make that one less significant than this one. But to date, yeah, it's huge, obviously. You're in Philly. You're in a wrestling hotbed. So that, I think that helps, too. You got a ton of wrestling fans here. The city's easy to get to, so people are going to be in the city. You got a great stadium in Lincoln Financial Field. I believe the weather, the forecast right now, looks like it's going to be nice on both nights. No precipitation. You got your current stars on top. When it comes to Cody and Roman, even though it feels like Cody's facing a Rock at WrestleMania, he's facing Roman Reigns. And this event and this card is largely built around current stars. To me, that's the most significant aspect of this, is that they have, you know, yeah, Cody and Roman on top. You got The Rock on night one, and he'll be involved in night two, I'm sure. But you got this ladder match. You got the Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. You got Drew versus Seth. You got Gunther versus Sami Zayn, Bayley versus Io Sky, Becky versus Rhea Ripley. There's probably going to be more women's matches added before, you know, the show comes around. But you have this card, like I said, this card and all their stars feel like stars and everything feels important. To me, that's just the most significant thing. It's not just about this WrestleMania. It's just, you also worry about what are we going to do moving forward?
Well, doesn't it feel who's like next? It get bigger too? Like the, right. I guess the stars now feel like great, but if Cody wins, how much bigger he's going to get? And I think even Roman and Rock, you know, if that spurns a bloodline feud, that even gets bigger. It just feels like it's big now, and they've been kind of like breaking the glass ceiling over and over again of how big it can get. But it just feels like the stars are going to shine as bright as they possibly could be, probably as bright since the Attitude Era when the star, and maybe even some of the, what was it? Oh my God, I'm always forgetting. Ruthless Aggression Era, where there's still some really big stars, and John Cena was huge, Randy Orton was big. But I feel like you're breaking a giant glass ceiling that they haven't broken in a long time in terms of star power and how massive they are. Like, that's what it feels like to me, at least, where they've been going and what this could do for them.
I know Vaughn listed, you know, specifics, and that was a great reason, like great reasoning. Mine's more simplified, that if you talk about significance, to me, it just means like era, you know, we have a new regime.
Right. It feels era defining.
We're excited. Like, yeah, we're excited exactly. About it.
Yeah. Yep.
So this might be, for me, the biggest significant, most significant WrestleMania since WrestleMania 17, because that was the first one post WCW purchase, and let's see where they go from here type thing without any mainstream competition. Yeah, not great, you know, like following. I mean, a lot of people love the Austin character because he was like funny and like the Vince and Kurt Angle stuff, and that was like immediately after that. But then you got into the whole Alliance thing and Invasion, which was not good. But in terms of significance, to me, that might be more of what I like, my simplified version of, okay, where do they go from here type thing.
I get what you're saying in that respect, but WrestleMania 17 felt like the culmination. This almost feels like you said, the beginning. Like, yeah. I don't think they've spent too much time building up to this moment. It's either last year's WrestleMania and this year, where 17 you had 14, 15, 16, and they built up 3 or 4 years before that. This feels like it's almost like a launching point. It could be, at least. I think that's what WWE's hope is that it's only the beginning. So yeah, I think there's still more to come, and hopefully, you know, WWE obviously has a lot of momentum right now, but hopefully for their sake, and I think for our sake, I think we enjoy WWE when it's good. I mean, that's good for wrestling, right?
Yeah. I guess hopefully maybe can I say WrestleMania 30 then, like Daniel Bryan winning a title, that felt like a shift in what wrestling, at least WWE, was going to do moving forward. Cause that was new. Daniel Bryan, I was older then, but that's a Ring of Honor guy winning a title. And it felt like that set up everything sort of after that. That set up NXT. Obviously, I know NXT was, you know, this segment and a thing that they did and a group that they did. But that set up NXT as a brand and wrestling even after that. Like, I felt like that set up a new era that certainly I think is even lasting until now. But again, this feels like a new era. In a way, I don't know what that era is going to look like. Again, I can say in hindsight what WrestleMania 30 meant. I don't know if that's what we thought it was going to mean, but I think this is a new era. This does feel like a beginning. I would go back to WrestleMania 30, where it did feel like a new beginning. And maybe that you're right, that the significance of 10, 20, 30, 40, that, you know, a decade later, that this is certainly going to change in a way. Is that good? WrestleMania 30? Is that...
Yeah, let's do it.
I like 17.
Well, 17 was good. 17 was all right. I like 17. So before I get out of here, last question, because you guys are going to be playing all week on The Gambler. All week, it's going to be Shooters Radio. It's going to be playing along with stuff from Roy Burton at the BS Line. Also, The Line Change, you're going to hear this episode and a few more during the week. Daily Ticket is going to be all The Gambler. The Gambler is turning into wrestling all week long, starting with the watch party April 2nd as well. Slam Dunks and Slams or something. I forget what Sean called it. It's actually
Slam Dunks
amazing.
And Body Slams.
Slam Dunks and Body Slams. That's it. It's perfect. So we're going to be doing a watch party for the Sixers OKC game And then we're also going to be doing wrestling stuff around that. But so let me tell me what you guys have in store. I'll start with you, Nick, for Shooters Radio and what you have in store for the everything coming up until WrestleMania.
I'm sure, you know, this week, next week's episode, we'll decide, you know, probably obviously a lot of WrestleMania stuff. We might have some of Vaughn's interviews that he does. We'll have that available. Also, this episode we're going to record a little bit later today on Friday, March 29th. We're going to do a live commentary of the last main event of WrestleMania in Philly, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock, WrestleMania 15. We haven't done a live commentary of that, so that's going to be exciting. We'll have some audio as well from that match, you know, beginning, middle, end, you know, the lead up to it. We incorporate the audio of the matches as much as we can without getting in trouble, right? So we'll have some sound bites. So if you're listening, you know, in the car or something, you'll be able to hear what's happening on TV and kind of follow with us as we do that. So that'll be exciting, you know, and obviously a lot more WrestleMania stuff.
Vaughn, what do you have in store?
Man, so much. I'm going to be at WWE World multiple days. I'm going to try to hit other events as, you know, as many events as possible. I'm planning.
You will see Vaughn Johnson will be everywhere. You'll think
he's going to be out in these streets,
out here in these streets, as I've always literally said. The time has come for you to witness it in person. You know, I know I've been saying it for years and years, but
you might be the hardest working guy this week.
You might be.
I don't know. We'll see. There's going to be some hardworking people, obviously, but yeah, you might actually see me out here in the wild in these streets for the first time in person, at least. You know, willingly, you know, you can find me out here. So say hello if you do see me, but I'll be at WWE World. I'll be at WrestleMania. I'm going to slide through different events as they come, like Wale Mania or the Suplex Vintage Wrestling Block Party. When is the Suplex and Body Slams event? I might slide through that as well.
April 2nd. We're going to do it at the Dunkin' Lounge. We're going to be watching the Sixers game, and then it's going to be all wrestling around that. It's basically our kickoff to WrestleMania.
There you go. So I'll slide through that as well if you want, if I'm invited, if I'm allowed to. So, but yeah, I'm going to be out here interviewing people, mingling with people, interacting. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to just meeting people that I've only interacted with on social media and just shaking their hand and saying hello and interacting with them. It's been a while since I've been at WrestleMania. So I'm glad to be back finally. And, you know, in our hometown, so I don't have to get a hotel or the flight. I'm coming straight home and sleeping in my own bed every night, which is nice. But yeah, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. And I'm taking the whole week off after from work, from my day job, from my shoot job at the Enquirer. So because it's going to be a lot and I'm going to need that rest. So yeah.
I'm going to need that rest.
I need to catch up.
That's
going to
be my slogan the whole week after.
I'm going to need that rest, bro. I'm going to need to catch up and get my mind right, get my mentals right. Like Marshawn Lynch used to say, get your chicken and your mentals right. Well, I'm going to get my mentals right
the next week. That next week, I'm going to Vegas that next weekend. So,
good luck to you, brother.
I'm going to need that rest somehow. But Vaughn Johnson, Nick Bacone, Shooters Radio, check it out. Again, we're going to be playing their episodes all throughout the week on The Gambler as we get you ready for WrestleMania. That is it for The Line Change Episode 5. Again, rate, review, subscribe over at Apple. Make sure you get that 5 stars. I think this was a 5-star episode. Dave Meltzer were definitely rated 5 stars. So make sure rate, review, subscribe over at Apple. And wherever you get your podcasts, also subscribe Fox Sports The Gambler. Enjoy WrestleMania week and stay tuned right here on The Gambler.